You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, hey guys, welcome to the show. We're just going to get right into it because we're a few minutes late. Keith Razor, it's my trusty sidekick, Alan Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm here, sidekick as always.
He's on good behavior because we have our guest, who's probably the most hottest girl we've ever interviewed.
She certainly is.
Corinne Olympios. Did I say it right?
Yeah, Olympios.
Oh, Olympios. Okay. Is that like Greek?
It is Greek.
I was about to ask.
I think it's very Greek, actually.
Yeah. One of my best friends is Angelo Zaroukas, and he's very Greek. Mm. And like when I do shows with him, I always fuck up his last name.
Yeah. So Greeks always get their last names fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I said like on 80% correctness.
I think you're like a 92%
correctness. Oh, that's awesome. And then with us is Corinne's manager or assistant, Lauren.
Manager,
both, publicist.
Both, everything, a little bit of everything.
And then on the ground is her boyfriend.
There he is.
Vince the Builder is in the house, everybody.
But one of the questions I had was, I was like, so Corinne, is it true you just moved in with your boyfriend?
Yes, we did. We just moved in together.
Ah, so Alan, you don't have a shot.
Oh,
now.
I'm sorry. That just ruined my whole day.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, you don't have a shot either.
Oh, well, whatever.
Just be equal.
So,
wait, are we live?
We're live.
We're live on the radio?
Yeah.
I'm live on the radio.
Yes.
This is very non-filter. So, like,
this is cool.
Yeah.
Every other word out of my mouth is fuck. Like, it got to a point where, like, everyone around me is like, you really got to start not cursing so much.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't even notice that I fucking do it.
Yeah. I like hanging out with people who curse a lot because they say if you curse a lot, you're more intelligent.
I'm so intelligent, especially emotionally intelligent. So, yeah. I don't know if you get that joke, but that was really funny.
No, I got that joke, but I actually think that's true.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
Yep. So, one of the things.
Did you watch my season?
I watched.
She was on The Bachelor, Alan.
And then someone told me that I was not emotionally intelligent.
I know.
And so that was funny.
And
she said, is intelligentsia a word?
It's one of your lines, your byline.
It is. It's one of my one-liners.
Yeah. What would you say is one of your top three Corinne one-liners that people bug you about?
Platinum Vagine.
That's right. That's one.
Do you
of them.
Call this immature?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And probably the one we just said.
Yeah. I thought there was one more.
Yeah. Was there one more? I mean, I said a lot of weird things.
But that I think that was just for the humor. You know what I mean? Show everyone how.
Honestly,
funny
I had
you are.
No idea I was being funny.
Yeah, really?
I had no idea. I just was being myself.
That's all that matters. Now, you got made fun of a lot for having a nanny, like Raquel.
I did.
Yeah. Why do you think people made fun of you for that? Because I still have a nanny.
Because they were jealous.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Duh.
I still have a nanny. Like the other day, she caught me in my room butt naked. Finally.
Oh.
Yeah. That's I think not. Raquel has seen me naked more than my boyfriend has seen me naked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I broke my leg when I was in fifth grade, and Raquel literally bathed me.
Oh, how'd you break your leg?
I fell in PE class. This is actually a hilarious story.
Uh-huh.
I fell in PE class, and whenever someone would get hurt in PE class, they would come from the nurse's office and pick them up in a wheelchair.
Right.
And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I was like, I got to get my wheelchair moment in. And so I totally milked it and I faked being hurt and I got picked up by the wheelchair. And then they were like, oh, we have to take you to the hospital. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I was just like, I just wanted my wheelchair moment. Went to the hospital and I really had broken my ankle.
Wow. So you didn't even know you broke it.
And then I was miserable in a cast for freaking 6 months. And I'm like, this is, God, why? This is why I shouldn't fake injuries. And I swear I wasn't even really, like, he was like, oh, you have a hairline fracture. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And then they were like, no, we're going to cast you up. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did people sign your cast, though?
They did.
Yeah, because, like, usually people sign arm casts. I've never seen anyone sign, like, a leg.
Oh, I made everybody sign.
They signed
their really?
Casts.
They do?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, those things get itchy in there.
Oh, really?
Horrible.
It is disgusting.
It's horrible.
I had to get one of those, like, really long, like, jelly pencils.
Oh,
have you ever seen those? So I can, like, stick it in there.
Oh, I cracked my heel. And it was the worst 3 months. Because, you know, you can't reach down. It doesn't go that far, you know.
You got to find something long and skinny.
Yeah. It was something else.
Like one of those like long Sharpies that don't really write. You know what I mean?
No, it was like one of those fun long pencils you used to be able to get.
Oh,
at
like
toy
when
stores.
You're. Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I still have one of those.
They're so fun.
They are, and you can sharp. It's funny. They bend.
Yeah, they're bendable.
I didn't know anyone else had one.
I do.
When I was growing up, my dad used to show me a trick where he'd like get a pencil and he'd like shake it, and he's like, "Oh, it bends," and then when you tried it, fucking breaks.
Like, oh, nice trick, Dad.
Yeah. Right. And now I got it. I'm just covered in lead, you know?
It ridiculous. Sucks.
But no, it's funny how, like, you're on the show of The Bachelor, because I believe life is all about personal agenda. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Alan has a personal agenda. Oh, he wants to marry you. You have a you have a personal agenda. You want to promote your stand-up comedy that you're about to do.
My lifelong goal
that's good.
Yeah. is to promote
wonderful
flat tummy tea and my show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that's my good. Personal agenda is to be your thing. Opening act.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah, you know, I've been getting a lot of DMs about that. You know, about people wanting to be my opening act. Unfortunately, the position is already filled.
Is it by Lauren?
I'll up the ante on the whole thing, and this has just been recent.
Oh.
I've been praying and dreaming of having my own comedy club, so I would hire all of you.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
See?
I'll open one.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
Maybe we could go half and half.
That's wonderful. We could dominate.
I'm out. I'd rather just be on the road and do the comedy club. Well,
on the road again.
You're such a gypsy. Yeah.
Actually, today I got really good news, everyone listening. I booked my second comedy show today, and I haven't even done my first one yet.
Oh, where's the second one at?
It's going to be in Burbank, so everyone that's not down to go out to Irvine and everyone who sucks can come to the show.
Is it at Flappers?
At Burbank. It is at Flappers.
It is at Flappers.
Oh, Flappers.
We,
that's a great comedy club.
We worked there.
Work as in like doing a set or work as in like passing out
you've
tricks?
Done a set.
Yeah, but
is that a cool room? Is that a good vibe?
Yeah, you'll like Flappers.
You'll like it. It's
all about the vibes.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous with a lot of people? Or
no.
You? Okay, so I think
I get nervous with less people.
Oh, really?
It's harder to...
Yeah. Well, no,
Your odds are off. Like, there's less amount of people, less amount of chances to make people laugh. And it's just embarrassing if you don't laugh.
The good thing, though, what I like about it, when there's less people, you start to, like, have to talk to them.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
No.
Like, just talk with them?
No, I did my best show in a bigger room. It was about 80 to 100 people.
Yeah.
And that was my best show that I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
I started telling jokes at funerals, so that's how I became good.
Yeah.
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 You woke
something.
The dead.
Yeah. You also strike me as someone who, like, when a guy, like, hangs out with you, like, he'll fall in love with you pretty easy because you have a good personality.
Yeah.
Is that true, honey?
Yeah. The boyfriend's here. He knows we're going to.
I think.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, boo.
Did you come out from Irvine? I thought you were closer by.
No. I don't live in Irvine. I live over in Hollywood.
No. I didn't mean to have to. You know,
no, she's performing at Irvine on Sunday.
Oh, no, yeah.
I thought
I'm just
drove
nope.
far.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I drove 15 minutes. It was
good.
Great.
Well, good.
Oh, really? So
good.
This is close.
Yeah, I had time to stop at Taco Bell and everything.
Oh, good, good. Good for you.
Got my cheesy gordita crunch. Actually,
beautiful.
I got two.
Yeah.
It was one of those days.
But you stay in shape, so you probably watch.
Really? Because I feel really out of shape right now.
You said, I heard you say you were athletic on the show.
You heard her say that?
Yes, I did.
Or you looked at
it. No, it was on the show. Well. I heard her say it.
Do you have like a personal trainer?
I train with some people. I train with Built by God for boxing.
Oh, you box?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's Mayweather's guy, so he's
really
good. Yeah, I'd say he's who actually got me back into
that
getting
is,
in shape because
wow.
I went off the deep end a little bit.
Oh, I'm impressed. That's
recently.
Nice. So you learned.
But I've been so focused on writing and everything that, like, honestly, work was my top priority. It wasn't working out. And so, you know, everyone goes through times like that. Mm-hmm. But I do have to get back in shape because also what people don't know is being on stage and talking for that long, you need, like, stamina.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
do. It'll kick your butt.
You're one of the first guests that has announced that, and most people don't. It's true. You know how they say, oh, we have an easy life because you just go up, you know, sleep all day. And you go up for 5 or 10 minutes, you know? They don't understand. Like, sometimes, at least for me, it takes about 9 or 12 hours to be up for the 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It is a stamina thing. People don't realize that.
No,
these rock stars, I don't know. I'm in awe of rock stars. I don't know how.
I think all of us are rock stars.
Yeah.
It's like constant movement.
It is a constant.
Totally, moment. Totally.
But
it's a flow.
But one good skill that I think that helps that is Cameo, and you're on Cameo.
I'm on Cameo. Ooh.
Yeah. So like for $100, people can pay you $100, and you like do a shout out, right?
Yeah.
Like
personal message from me to you.
What's like the most bizarre message you've got?
Poohan?
Poohan.
What was his name?
It was Poohan.
It was Poohan?
Oh, Poohan.
Pahu or something really weird. And it took me like 25 times. I'm sorry if you're listening. I'm dearly, dearly sorry. But it took me like 25 times. Because every time I would say Pahu or Poohan or whatever the hell your name was, I would start hysterically laughing to the point where I was literally crying at one point. I don't know why I thought it was so funny. It was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, what did he want you to say?
Happy birthday.
Oh, really? Oh,
so it was happy birthday?
Poohan.
Poohan.
Or Pahu.
Or Pahu.
See,
I can't. It was so bizarre, so I kept having to redo it. And then I was like, oh, that's man, funny. They're not going to tip me on this one. It's fine.
Oh, you get tips, too?
You get tips.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
Interesting. Yeah,
but my point was, like, those little things help you with the stamina when you're performing. Because I think you're doing it to entertain and to give them what they want, but you're also doing it to practice and, you know, funny and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I were to hire you as a cameo, I'd hire you to, like, break up with my girlfriend and say, he's cheating on you with me.
I think she would have a heart attack.
I know, that's the point, right?
Yeah.
And then I get all her money and stuff.
Are you
like
guys
that.
Married?
No, no.
Oh, so how do you get her money?
I don't know, I was just making a lame joke.
Oh.
You know, and his mother is an attorney. She's an attorney.
Oh, great.
I love how calm and collected your voice is.
He has a great radio voice, you know, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, well, I appreciate
back to your messages.
I'm always fishing for those compliments when I do that.
Do you like it when people fish for compliments?
I fish for compliments all day.
Oh,
like,
really?
If I'm not constantly being complimented, I get pissed off.
Yeah. Okay.
Compliment me, bitches.
I did compliment you. I said you were on Cameo. No. That's a compliment, right?
It is a compliment. Thank you.
I'm not on Cameo.
I'm not either.
Yeah, I tried getting on it, and they said, you don't have any fans. I was like, so I responded, F you.
Yeah, I would too.
But, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
So, I had a question for you. If you could redo The Bachelor on your first date, what would a Corinne date be? Because I'm sure, like, they had, you know, like, scripted on, like, going to a furniture store. Would you really want to go to a furniture store?
I'm sorry. I have no idea what you just
said. Like, you know how, like, their dates were, like...
The furniture store?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't go to a furniture store.
No, but, I mean, I've seen, like, episodes where they're at a furniture store. Like, what would be a Corinne date?
I don't think they've ever gone to a furniture store.
I think they have.
No.
Maybe that was a different reality show.
Yeah, you need to get
That'd
some,
be
you need
really
to get some
weird.
Yeah, you need to get some more sleep.
Oh, Paradise.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, that's Paradise.
But I'm sure, like, they took you to places you didn't really want to go.
I didn't want to go to a farm.
Oh, you were on a farm. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
so where would you redo
farm.
It? Like, where
they were making us, they were literally making us shovel shit, and that's when I was like, I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to fucking be doing this. You guys can do it if you want. And then everyone was looking at me like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why didn't we think of that? I'm like, guys, I just literally went to the side and sat on a rock. It's fine. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't need to be doing that. I don't really care.
What was the point of
like, that's not going to make anyone want to date me more
or date me, like, saying.
If I'm in a group of girls shoveling shit.
Was
like,
that some kind of test?
I think it was like a fetish that guy had. Like, so
I don't know what it was. It was pointless and it was stupid and I felt like it was like disgusting and germy and like I was like, we're literally gonna get sick from this. Like, this is like dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Like, I don't need to get pink eye. Like, literally poop was flying everywhere. Like, it was crazy.
Are you like very concerned with this coronavirus?
I'm so concerned with this coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah. I've been washing and Germexing. I carry around Clorox wipes with me.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's been insane.
You know, on an interview that you had with a comic, he talked about that he cured all of his flu. His, you know, catching flu because he cleans his hands immediately and never touches his face. And he said, "Well, everyone got the flu, he never gets the flu."
I did say that. Yes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Did you do this?
No, I was just trying to make a joke, especially when she said, "Ew." Like, yeah. Okay, but Irvine Improv, March 8th, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Tickets are $25. VIP tickets are $50. What is a VIP ticket?
You get special seat, you get special drinks, you get special attention. It's just really, it's special.
Like, do you
if you really want to, if you want to, you know, go big or go home, definitely don't go home, just stay. But, like, you can get the $75 ticket, and then you get like a $200 food ticket credit.
Oh, wow.
So you guys can really just ball out at the Irvine Improv with me on Sunday, March 8th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, see, I did my research on that one.
Woo!
Well, you've worked there, so you should know this about
the
VIP.
Yeah, I worked there carrying trays, you know.
That's fun.
No, I used to tour with Norm Macdonald, and right now I tour with Jay Moore, so I do the improvs a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I think you'll have it's actually one of the best comedy clubs in the world.
It's very nice.
And for your first, like, main club, I think you're going to have a blast. So, but, I wanted to ask about, like, your jokes. Like, what type of jokes, like do you go in with joke format?
Okay, so when I do tight fives, I go in with my jokes.
Okay.
I'm going in, this is my live show, this is for my fans. I'm just talking about the obvious, the show.
Right.
I'm going to just do a real quick recap for all the people that were dragged there by their bachelor-loving dates. And then I'm going to go into telling some stories about what's going on in my life, how life has been since TV. I'm going to talk about Who is America with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about, you know, just all different things. And it's kind of like storytelling. It's really like, I would say kind of like Kevin James style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
love
a good
him.
Influence, too.
Yeah. No, he's great. I think I'm better than him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm
funny. I know you are.
I got timing.
Yeah. That's good. That's the number one. Like, people say number one thing about comedy is being funny. It's actually timing.
Yep.
Because you could not be funny at perfect timing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You see?
Exactly. I mean, have you ever heard of Alan Lee?
No.
Oh, he has perfect timing.
Yeah. I'm not.
That's Alan Lee.
That's me.
Wow, I'm fired.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly. People forget me. They forget me.
I actually don't know either of your names.
Oh, I'm Keith. Yeah.
Keith and Alan.
Yeah. But
Keith and Alan. And what's the show called?
It's called Raise a Riff.
Raise a
Riff. It's after like my last name because it's Raise
and then Riffs.
Yeah.
Raisin? I love raisins.
Yeah.
I
wanted to like impress you, so I wrote like a couple jokes for you. You know, because I want. Oh, yeah, and I spilled my tacos on my pants.
Oh, my God.
I went to Taco Bell today earlier, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I
brought Taco Bell for myself.
But I didn't want to be like a creep when you said I was at Taco Bell. I'm like, huh.
I was there too.
Like what?
I saw you there earlier.
Like what are the odds? Yeah. So I just kind of let it slide by. Yeah.
Oh God, what's your order at Taco Bell? Go.
Oh, I got a 2 bean and cheese burritos, extra cheese.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Is there meat in there?
No, I don't. I'm like I like bean and cheese.
Are you vegan?
No, I just like bean and cheese burritos.
Have you ever had a cheesy gordita crunch?
Yeah, yeah. It's where they
those
have,
are,
like, the cheese in the middle.
God,
yeah,
so
that was good, yeah.
It's just the perfect amount of softness and crunchness.
Hungry.
Well, I was at Taco Bell, and I wrote these jokes for you because I was like, hey, I need a new job touring, and since the job's already taken, but I still wanted to share these jokes. Okay, these are jokes for Corinne. You know how, like, they say bye, Felicia? You know what I mean? Like, when you get in a breakup?
Tell me you're going to say bye, Corinne.
No. You could say... So a guy broke up with me. He's like, bye, Felicia. I'm like, my name's Corinne. Good thing you're dumping me before I dumped you, and I found out you weren't really a spaceman.
I don't get it.
It's timing. Spaceman. Get it?
A spaceman?
Yeah. Who's a space? Like, he lied saying it. Okay, that one's bad.
See, like an astronaut.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like I just have three more, and then we could kill me.
Okay.
You could say, if I was a sickness, I would be the coronavirus. No?
My.
All right. Excellent. I love corn.
One
it's the gold
He just ruined
Yeah,
it.
What a fucking heckler. Jesus.
It's time. I learned that from Corinne. She interrupted you. I learned that from you. I started interrupting.
We're going to give you some heckling skills from Alan Lee. It's all about the timing. I love corn. It's the gold vegetable. It's the best... It's the best band, and if you have it on your feet, there's a good chance.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Get it? Okay, fuck.
That's gross.
I won't even do the other one.
Can I read it?
Oh
Can
yeah,
I read
you
it?
you want to read a joke?
Read it like you mean it, and it'll see.
Organism.
Orgasm. I don't know.
Orgasm.
I don't know how to spell orgasm.
Only one soy milk. This is literally like a Mad Lib.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't even say soy milk, does it?
No. No, but
let me guess what it says, and then you can read it.
Okay. Boy.
Only one soy milk saves me an orgasm, and it turns out he's a guy. Or does that say the other word?
I can tell you what it says.
Wi-Fi, why I fake them, because I'm so good. I'm sorry, I'm too good, and we don't need any more Ricky Matthews.
Martins
running around.
Okay, so because I heard in an interview that you said that only one guy's ever given you an orgasm. So I was thinking that would be a great joke. Where you could say, yeah, and then you said
that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, you said his name was like Louis or Lucas or something, and he was gay. And he gave you an orgasm. You obviously don't remember.
When was this?
I don't know. You were talking to like three ladies on What Corinne Says or something.
What Corinne Says?
Yeah.
I wish that was the show.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll send it to you, but I swear to God, you said that.
And well.
So I was thinking, oh, I fake my orgasms because I don't need any more Ricky Martins turning around. Yeah. Because he turned him gay. That's why I left that joke last, because I was feeling if those three didn't work, I was going to skip that one.
All right. Just toss that in the garbage.
I didn't get hired. Ridiculous.
That's all right.
Yeah, but hey, at least I tried. This guy didn't even have confidence to write jokes.
No, it's not true. I didn't want to write for her on the show.
No, I was just, she already said she's not looking. So I was telling her jokes. Oh, he's looking through his notepad now.
Let me see now.
All right, we should go to Twitter questions. Do you like Twitter questions?
Oh, I love Twitter.
Oh, how often are you tweeting? Like, are you always on Twitter?
You know, Twitter for me is like, it's just like not, I'm really bad at Twitter.
Really?
And it sucks because you would think I would be so good at Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't thrive on Twitter. It's just not my space.
You seem like you're more of an Instagram girl.
I just suck at social media.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I suck at social media.
Yeah.
But I'm really great in person, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. I suck on social media.
I was really good at MySpace.
Oh, right.
Like, my freaking MySpace was popping.
Yeah, how many?
Oh, my God.
How many friends on MySpace did you have?
Oh, so many.
Really?
My top eight was legit.
Oh, who was your top eight?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I know it was good.
Yeah. One of my top eights, the first one was Tom. All right. Excellent. Twitter questions. Corinne, have you ever thought about doing your own reality show?
Yes, every single day of my life.
That's
Thank
good.
You.
That's good.
Is there any chance you'll do it?
Yeah, I'm just waiting on someone to give me one.
Oh. Well, X419 should, if they have money, they should give you one.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Twitter names I don't like because they always sound so ridiculous. You know what I mean?
I feel like a lot of like names are ridiculous.
Yeah, like Keith Reza, Alan Lee.
I'm not on Twitter.
He's not on Twitter. All right. Corinne, do you have any, you're such an inspiration with women with multiple jobs. Do you have any advice on how to accomplish your dreams, or do you feel you achieved them when you got on TV?
Well, I've always been a really hard worker. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to college. I knew what I wanted to do, and it was take over my family business or act.
Right.
I just so happened to get on the show, and then obviously, you know, being on TV really helps with things, but I've always been a really hard worker and gone after things that I've wanted, and I think that, like, I know it's really lame to say, but, like, if you really just, like, stick to what you want to do and, like, follow your heart, I know it's lame, but it really, like, things really will happen for you. You just got to go for it.
Yeah. Now, when you got your fashion line, was that something you wanted to do before you got on TV?
Yeah, I mean, my mom went to FIT in New York. She was a fashion designer, so I've always really wanted to do clothing.
Right.
So it was really cool when I was able to do that.
Yeah.
That was really, really awesome for me.
And then you also said you wanted to do music. Are you still wanting to pursue that?
Yeah, my first song is almost ready. I'm not rushing it on that right now because I really just want to make my comedy show really great.
Right.
But the first song is almost ready. I don't have a time on when it's going to be out, but I am working really hard on that as well.
Well, there with the comedy show, there has to be like a vibe because I'm around you and I know you're like just funny being around. But when did you wake up and say, "Hey, I want to do stand up"? Like, was that something you've always wanted to do?
I knew I wanted to do something like that, but I have this thing in my head where like I didn't think that what I was doing was stand up. I was like, I'm not a stand up comedian, and what do you know? I'm a stand up comedian.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I argued with my team for so long, and and they're like, "What you're doing is stand up comedy. Like, what is wrong with you?" And I was like, "You know what? You're right." So it kind of just happened like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. I wanted to be a stand up comedian when I was 14. So, you know,
wow, so you followed your dreams, and look at you now, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, I don't have comic timing. I mean, do you want to hear some of my bad jokes?
I think we heard enough of those today.
We heard four of these recent originals.
Okay, third Twitter question. Corinne, did you ever get Sasha back? And if not, do you
No,
have
I'm
idea?
Still plotting my revenge.
I saw that. Excellent. That
I just spoke about this on a podcast yesterday, actually. Yeah, Sasha...
Yeah.
Watch your back.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleep with one eye open.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty vicious.
I'm going to get him so...
And you should.
Good.
Yeah.
He is amazing because he's so convincing. When he goes into that mode, you know, he's almost hypnotic. Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, he is. I'm going to talk about this a lot on my show, so I don't want to really touch on it right now.
Yeah, but you got to save it for Irvine Improv.
That's right.
Yep.
I will say for a guy who
if you want to laugh really hard, you're going to come to my show.
Yeah, Irvine Improv Sunday, 7 p.m. But what I was going to say about Sasha, I was going to say for a guy who like is really good at pranking people, he has a fantastic voice. Have you ever heard him sing?
I've never heard him.
He was in Sweeney Todd. And he made Johnny Depp look terrible.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, I would have never guessed that.
That's what I'm saying, like how weird talented that guy is.
He is a talented guy. I'll tell you, he's a talented guy.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, that's the light, which means we have 5 minutes to wrap up. And we have one last Twitter question, actually. This is a Twitter question from Brian Scalaro. He says... Corinne, does Alan have DTL? I don't know what that means.
DTL? What is that?
I don't know.
Downtown Los Angeles?
Yeah. Well, I go down.
I don't know.
I don't, a lot of homeless people.
Down whatever.
There. Some Corona. Might be some Corona down there. I don't go down there.
DTL?
Anymore.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. Acronym? Well, that just tells you that Brian Scalaro is a moron.
Fuck you, Brian Scalaro.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
All right, so where's a website for the folks at home to follow you?
You guys can follow me on my Instagram at colympios. That's colympios. And you can go to Irvine Improv website, get your tickets, type in my name, Corinne. That's one R, two N's.
Ah, are you going to get like a website for all your comedy tours?
Yeah, I am. I'm also going to be making a Facebook page because now it seems to be growing. I think this is going to be something I'm going to be doing over the next year. So
yeah,
I have a show coming up in New York. I think we're in talks with them. It's not for sure yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be going to New York at some point. And then hopefully some other states. So
yeah.
I'm just really excited to make people laugh.
You strike me as the next person who's going to like blow up in comedy, like Angela Johnson, you know, Eliza.
Oh, wow, that's really nice.
You know, you strike me as in that.
Listen, I have it, and I'm going to bring it.
Yeah, you should do my comedy
you can
club
see
sometime.
That here right
yeah,
now.
I'd love to.
It's in
you don't have one, do you?
No, I actually do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's in
Huntington
Beach.
Oh, you weren't joking.
Beach. Yeah.
Can you invite me? Because it's rude that you didn't.
I just invited you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, I'll get you a date when you after this.
Why can't you get me a date today?
I could get you a date. That's what I'm saying. After this, I could get you a date.
Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
Whee!
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you want.
It's a good room. Definitely. You're talking about the rec room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good room. A very good room.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. All right. Well, guys, that's Corinne. And if you like the show, subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcast. Also, a couple things. My stand-up special, Keith Reza, Make It Happen, comes out March 10th on Mad Records. It's 1 hour of great autism jokes because I have autism. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh.
And I will actually be headlining the Irvine Improv in April, April 21st. So, yes. And Corinne's going to
very good
do a set there too.
Yes.
Oh, she just smiles. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, Corinne, man.
Any last words for the folks at home?
Bye, bitches.
Bye,
thank
bitches.
You, Corinne.
I'm dead.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.